Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Mori Arav Hillel B'Meirich Elmechal Zichrono Levracha, the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Levracha. And today we find ourselves in Sefer Tehillim, and we are going to be learning Perek Nun Vav. Now, when we first talked about David HaMelech being involved with Achish, the Philistine king, Achish of Gat, there we spoke about what happened when he escaped. Here, he's going to be sad as he talks about his recognition of the danger which faced him while he was in Achish's palace. Remember what happened when Saul ran away from when David ran from Saul and his army. He had to cross into a hostile kingdom, and he was recognized by Yishbi Benov, the brother of Goliath, who David had killed. And Yishbi went into Achish. And he said he wanted to go ahead and kill David HaMelech to avenge his dead brother. And so the spirit which got to David at that moment is the subject of today's capital. And so we begin, L'manatzeach al Yonas Elam rechokim leDavid mechtam ve'achozo so plishtim agaz. For the conductor, this is for Yonas Elam rechokim. Yonas Elam rechokim means the silenced dove of those who are far away. Rashi explains, what does he mean? He's referring to himself in Eretz Plishtim, and feeling the threat of Yishbi, David was helpless, like a trapped dove who is afraid to sing under these circumstances. And by the way, as you recall, David HaMelech saved himself by pretending to be a madman who couldn't be the hero of Am Yisrael. And so he silenced his speech, and he became like a Yonas Elam, a Yonah that couldn't say anything. And that's what he meant over here when he offered a Rechokim leDavid Mechtam. By David, it was a Mechtam. What is a Mechtam? It was Mach Betam. The Medrash explains that here he was silenced, he was Elam, but really he was being humble and perfect. And that's what happened as he was being held by the Plishtim. And so what did he say to himself? Chaneni Elokim Yidavin to Hashem. Hashem, show me some favor. Ki sha'afani enosh. Because regular people are trying to swallow me. I ran away from Eretz Yisrael only under duress, where I had to go ahead and be nervous. And the Radak adds that Achish and his men are equally interested in killing me. Kol yom lochem yilchatsuni, all day long, the warrior wants to oppress me. Shavu shorurai kol hayom, every day my enemies are watchful. Ki rabim lochamim li marom, many are fighting with me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's up on high. Wherever I turn in Am Yisrael or in foreign lands, said David HaMelech, I'm always being confronted by people who are looking to get me, and they don't want to let me out of their sight, says the Radak. And many want to swallow me up, but their aspirations will never be fulfilled, because you, Hashem, who is Marom above, you do the battle for me, says Ibn Ezra. And so he says, Yomi Yira, the day when I fear, I'll at least be able to go ahead and put my bitachon in you. The Medrash comments over and he says that the Plishtim and Yishbi both said to Achish, let us kill the person who killed our brother. And Achish said, I understand, didn't David HaMelech kill your brother in a fight? Had your brother killed David instead, was supposed to be a fair fight? And Goliath says, look, if you're able to fight me, then we'll all be your avadim. And so the Medrash adds that upon hearing that, the Plishtim said, well, if that's the case, you should give your kingdom to David HaMelech. The fact is that David is a subject of Shaul, so therefore all servants of Shaul. And at that instance, David got afraid. And he still says, I'm going to put my bitachon in you. And that was his understanding. Be'elokim ha'halal devaro, be'elokim batachti lo ira. I sing the praises of Hashem's justice, and I put my trust in him. I won't fear my yaseli basali. Why should I be concerned about what a human being is going to do to me? Kol ha'dvarim devarai, kol ha'yom devarai ye'atevu. All day long, my words may turn sad. Being pursued all the time made my normal conversation into an endless stream of sorrow. Please, I like how machshavo samlara, but then, and they all my thoughts are always negative. Yaguru yitzponu hema akevai yishmoru, that my enemies are assembling and they are lying in ambush. They watch my every step. They're constantly trying to anticipate where it is that I'm going to go. Al aven palit lamo ba'afamim horeid elokim. Iniquity shall be theirs, in anger, you should go ahead and attack them. In other words, it's a question. And that's what David HaMelech says, my wonderings, you counted yourself. So put my tears there, right? They're clearly in your sefer. So then, since Hashem, you're keeping the score over here, and you know that they're pursuing me, so when my enemies go back on that day, that's when I cry out. Therefore, that's when I know that you're with me. Why? Because I'm going to have a chance to see it firsthand. It'll be very painfully obvious to everybody, not just me. And midas adin and midas arachamim, I'm going to offer praise to Hashem. I have my trust in the strict judgment, Hashem. And when a person does have that trust, he might not be able to endure the pain. And so therefore, David HaMelech says, I'm confident in Hashem that he'll reinforce his strength. And so therefore, I have nothing to affair, to fear, mayas adamli. And so, your nidarim, I will pay back. I'll offer you the thanksgiving you deserve. You saved my soul from death to walk before Hashem in the light of life. Hashem, this is what you promised. This is what is, and I will complete my end of the deal as well. Everyone have a wonderful day and a fantastic Shabbos.